Now, when might you use one of those? And which one would you use?
When it wasn't square, I imagine.
Uh-huh. And which word would you use?
Kitty corner.
Kitty corner? Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see. Would you ever use that to describe the relationship between, say, two houses that are sort of across the street from each other?
Yeah, you could, or anything that you'd want to parallel if it didn't parallel, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see. If you were talking about somebody going from one corner of a field to the opposite corner, like instead of going all the way around, you know, going across like this, would you ever use the expression going kitty-cornered across the field or catty-cornered across?
Yeah, not going in the shortest distance.
Uh-huh. And there again, would you say kitty or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
Okay. Now, let's see. There were a couple of them I wanted to pick up back here. Let's see. If somebody or something just goes out of control, what would you say? You might say, a car skidded on the ice and went where?
I don't believe I get that.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? You might say, the car skidded on the ice and went where?
Went wrong.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about an explosion, and you want to get across the idea that the pieces of metal went off in all directions, you might say there was an explosion and pieces of metal went
skyward.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like every which way or every which away or this way and that away or something like that to mean that?
Well, yeah, you could. It could be.
Which one would you use?
Skyward, I'd be.
Okay. Now, let's see. I slipped on the ice and I just managed to keep my balance. I came close to falling down. What fell down?
You or me?
I fell down?
Well, now, if I didn't fall down. You see, I came real close to it, but I didn't quite. Uh-huh. So you'd say, I what fell down?
I like to fell down.
Okay, fine.
Like to.
Okay. Now, let's see. I think that pretty well covers it. Now, what I want you to do for me, Mr. Heron, is just talk for me. Let's see, what were we talking about before? We're talking about the house. Would you tell me about the things that you did here that might have been ghosts?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Father just died, and I was in Jefferson Busy, Indiana. Joliet, Illinois, Father. And sitting up right laughing, some of the boys I've been up as foreman for EJ&E yards of this young, and I was laughing, some of the boys come home, and the lady at the table put a telegram there and come home at once, and my wife, she didn't tell me why, you know, that was way out to the side of Chicago, and we made that money, I was getting for right the last of the week, and I come in, her and Papa bought an old place down the creek, and it's all that old place that they claim the bushwhackers in the Civil War hung out at. But we got it fixed up, and we bought the fellow's crop and all, and we had about 20 bushels of potatoes sitting out on the back porch one night. And Papa hadn't got down to that. We went down in January, and he come 1st of February, and I heard somebody that night pick them potatoes up and pour them, you know, he had such a...
And some of them were on the
ground? Mm-hmm.
And we got out there that next morning. There wasn't a tater on that ground. There wasn't any going off.
It looked like there's a one.
For goodness sake. So it was just the noise.
That's
huh?
where
it was
just the noise. Soldier was shot in the back right there at the edge of the porch, you know, that big tree.
And then Papa, he come down, and it was Lincoln's birthday. And
he died.
And then he was dead. That's right. Now look at the calendar this month. He was buried on the 22nd, no, on the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 24.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, when she's about nearly 100 years old.
For goodness sake.
Mm-hmm. You can't tell much about it down here. Been thrown around.
Uh-huh.
But her mother and I lived 106.
Gosh.
That's
amazing.
My people have that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful to have that in your family.
Uh-huh.